For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
On Mix 104.1.
104.1.
Again, 617-931-1234. You can call or text that number. We want to know what you got into over the weekend. Emily is from Fitchburg, and there was a big wedding anniversary celebration.
Yes, my cousin and her husband.
Okay.
Yeah, we did a disco theme.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's good.
Yeah, everyone in sequins. We had a DJ. Danced the night away.
That's such good music to dance to also.
Absolute perfection.
Oh, my God.
What was on the disco playlist? Yeah.
Disco Inferno, Bad Girl,
Car Wash,
Staying Alive,
yes,
Get Down on It, all the good ones.
Village People, got to be some Village People in there.
You know what? They didn't.
I don't know how you do that.
I don't know how you get to the 70s.
You know what? There's so many good ones, you just forget.
That's awesome. I'm glad you had fun.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Emily. I had the wrong person. Now I have Sarah from Norton. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning, everybody.
What did you do this weekend, I wonder?
So it was a busy weekend. On Friday, our Norton football team made it into the playoffs.
Nice.
So next week we're playing Bishop Fenwick in Peabody. And then on Saturday, both of our cheerleading teams, varsity and JV, scored second at their competition, so they did really well.
Nice, congratulations.
And then on Sunday, we went bowling with Kennedy and had an awesome, awesome time.
How mean is she in person?
Oh, my gosh. Get out of here.
Be honest.
She bought us this huge bag of Mix 104.1 swag that I have to pass out to everybody now.
Well, I enjoyed meeting everybody. You're such a wonderful group of friends. Your kids are also wonderful and love each other. Like, it was nice to be around family like that. So thank you for letting me be a part of it for a few hours.
Well, we loved meeting you, too. And you weren't terrible. I took pictures of the scores. You had a 72 before they cut us off. So you were doing all right.
That's not bad. That's not bad. I'm just glad Kennedy got to hang out with, like, a bunch of kids. And then she said there was, like, teenagers all over the place.
No.
Oh, like, it was our group great. There was spectacular. A birthday party.
The 11-year-old birthday party next to us was loud. 11-year-old boys are
They
allowed.
Were fun to watch.
What are you going to do? We did. We all just kind of watched like we were at the zoo.
Right.
They were just mewing.
Yeah.
There was a lot of skibbity.
Yeah.
A lot of skibbity toileting over there?
A lot, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
With the Sigma. Yeah.
With the Sigma, bro. Well,
yep, those were a few of the names.
That's awesome. Glad you had a great time. Sorry I ghosted you,
Yeah,
Sarah.
We enjoyed ourselves. So. No, that's okay.
Friend.
You can come next time. It's totally fine.
All right.
Thank you for joining us.
All right.
Bye.
All right. Talk to you later.
She was so awesome. I can't even tell you.
Jeff is from Norfolk. Good morning, Jeff.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good. We hear you saw a celebrity over the weekend.
I had a celebrity sighting like no other.
Okay.
So my wife tells me, she's like, you know, we've never gone to see the lights at Franklin Park Zoo. It's closing this weekend. Why don't we get tickets and go? And I'm like, that'd be great. And so on Friday night, we get tickets. And we're, you know, you battle crowds, there's a lot of parking or whatever. And we're walking in, and then their tickets are around 7:30. And I look over and I said, hey, that's Dan and his girlfriend walking out. Because I remember he had said he was going on Friday night. But I did not go harass him because I understand you people all deserve your chance at privacy and enjoying your weekend just like we do.
Oh, man, you could have came up and said hi. I'd have been like, what's up, man? And
no, please, it's good.
Yeah, unless one of us is actively sobbing, I say you can.
Yeah, I don't mind. I love when people come
please
say hi.
Please say hello, yes.
But if you saw me at 7:30 walking out, that means I had just finished housing at least 6 fried Oreos. You would have saw me with powdered sugar in my beard and everything. How cool were the zoo lights, though, Jeff? They were incredible.
We've done a lot of the holiday ones where you drive through, but the zoo lights there walking through were unbelievably good. And if I knew there were going to be that many like food options and food trucks and fried Oreos, I would have not eaten dinner beforehand.
Well, now you know for next year.
Mm. Not to do a pump, but I went early because it literally is a zoo of humans in there.
Yeah. It is. It is a little crazy town, but it was still great.
Well,
thank you.
Be back next
All right.
For
thanks
sure.
for calling in, Jeff. We appreciate that.
Next time you see me in the wild, come say what up.
Yesterday when we were leaving the field, well, last night we're leaving the field, and we've been out on this field for hours, and it is bitter cold. I got on a beanie cap. I got my hoodie over top of it. Like, I'm completely wrapped up. And this woman out of nowhere is like, "Hey, Carson, for the radio, what's up?" And I'm like, "How did you, I mean, like I said, I'm under a beanie, I'm completely, I was like, how did you recognize me?" She's like, "I didn't, I recognize Parrot."
And there it is.
I recognize the real star
of
the family.
He's the actual real celebrity in the family. What else did you get into this weekend besides Franklin Park Zoo, Dan?
Well, outside of the zoo lights being incredible, then Saturday it was a little rainy, or kind of not rainy, but it was kind of cold, it was like 45, 50. So we went to a ramen shop that we love.
Oh.
Got a delicious bowl of ramen, and then went on a movie date.
Oh, yeah, what'd you see?
I went and saw The Wild Robot.
And?
And it's so good, and it's so emotional. My girlfriend cried 3 times.
Yeah, you don't cry, though.
I haven't cried since I think my grandfather died in, like, 2015. And I didn't cry. You got to have, like, a tear roll down your cheek to cry. But I was, like, welling.
I disagree.
I was like,
so
welling.
So close.
I can cry very silently.
And I was like, oh, my God, am I a real boy? I'm feeling things.
So you didn't like the movie then?
It was so good. If you haven't taken your kid, if you like animated movies, I don't even care if you have kids or not, go see it.
Yeah.
But especially if you have kids.
Right.
It's just about, you know, a robot mom just struggling through parenthood.
I mean, listen, we've all been there, right?
She has a manual for everything, but not that.
Mm. All right. Thank you, Dan.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.